yesterday gospel, we heard St. Peter's profession of faith at the question made by Jesus over his real identity. Who do people think I am? And who do you think I am? And we heard this beautiful response of St. Peter, "You are Christ, the Son of the living God." After Peter's profession of faith and the severe warning immediately addressed to him, today in this gospel, Jesus expresses in the clearest way to his disciples what he expects of them, which I quote and remind to you what Jesus expects for all of us as a disciple. He said, "If anyone wants to walk after me, let her deny herself, take up his cross and follow me." That means the path that Jesus proposes us, it is a path of renunciation, humility, radical abandonment. But what happened with us? We will always be tempted in one way or another to circumvent, that means find a way around to this requirement somewhat. We will be tempted to find some accommodation to soften this radicalism which seems brutal to us. The question that Jesus asks about the relative value to be given to our life or the factor of following Jesus must, however, convince us not to let ourselves be led astray on this path that diverts us from this radicality. Don't look for the shortcut. Embrace difficulty. Embrace the pain. Embrace all these conditions, because at the end, there is a reward for the faithful disciple. Then, it is up to each of us today to understand what it means to give up our life, to take up our cross, and to follow Jesus. What are you ready now to give up in your life? Think about that. It is something also that you want to take up and bring at the feet of the cross. What prevents you to follow Jesus now and forever? Sometimes we are one foot inside, two outside. Or we look him when it's convenient for us. As soon as we have everything, we tell him in Spanish, "Hasta luego, I will see you next time." Like we take the church as a gas station, right? Yes? Okay, that's true. We do it sometimes. We take the church as a gas station. We come, we show up when we need, and when we have, we take our time. We come back again when we're going to be experiencing tears and suffering. May today's gospel, exactly this statement of Jesus, inspire us and wish I remind all of us. If anyone wants to walk after me, let her deny herself, take up his cross, and follow me. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and the hour of our death. Amen. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.